The sun had already set while Bolt Wattle waited outside the door of the headmistress's office, afraid to enter. Boys were not often summoned to the office of headmistress Fiona Blackensmear, and never in the evening. The headmistress sat in deep concentration at her desk, her forehead knotted as she examined the sheets of paper atop the open manila folder. Her lips were pursed. Her hair was pinned tight into a bun. Her fingers tapped her desk, pinky to thumb, pinky to thumb.
"Have a seat, Humboldt," she said,
without looking up, her voice as firm as her hair. Her fingers ceased tapping. Bolt cringed at the sound of his real name. His parents, the parents he had never known, had only left him two things, the name Humboldt and a stuffed penguin he simply called Penguin. He liked the stuffed animal. Bolt rustled across the floor in his orphanage shoes, two sizes too small and made of burlap, and sat in the green and cracked plastic chair across from the headmistress's desk. He fidgeted. Like his shoes, Bolt's pants were too tight, so he often fidgeted when he sat. The Oak Wilt home for unwanted boys didn't have many clothes for 12-year-olds. Nothing else in the room moved. The spiders and moles that roamed the Oak Wilt home for unwanted boys knew better than to enter the office of headmistress Fiona Blackensmear. On the desk sat pens, nestled inside three clear pen holders. The pens were grouped by color, red, black, and blue. Bolt lifted a blue pen and tried to be interested in it, but failed. He put the pen back into a pen holder.
"Does that belong there?"
Ms. Blackensmear growled, her eyes darting up and glaring at the blue pen standing amid the red ones. Bolt was small for his age, and under the headmistress's glare he felt much, much smaller. He moved the pen into its proper holder.
"Better."
Ms. Blackensmear slammed her folder shut.
"Pens are much like boys, you know. A blue pen is happiest with blue pens like itself. But when that pen is placed incorrectly, such as with red pens, it is distraught."
She cleared her throat.
"But you are not a blue or a red pen, Humboldt. You are a broken purple pen, almost out of ink, one that has only a few more lines left to write before being discarded forever."
She tapped each of her fingers again, stared at the folder on her desk, and then back up at Bolt.
"But that has now changed."
Bolt blinked, confused.
"It has?"
The headmistress stood up, holding the manila folder and waving it with forceful enthusiasm.
"Yes, we had a visitor today."
Her voice rose in excitement.
"A messenger, and he brought this."
She smacked the folder on her desk as if spiking a football after scoring a touchdown.
"Do you know what this is?"
"A folder?"
"It is opportunity. We have a request for you. Yes, you specifically. This gentleman doesn't even want to meet you, which is probably for the best."
Her eyes wandered to Bolt's neck, where a large bird-shaped birthmark poked out of his shirt collar. Bolt tilted his head slightly to the left to obscure the mark, as was his habit. The headmistress looked away, coughed, and then picked up the manila folder once more.
"He was quite intrigued by how you ended up with us."
"But I don't know how I got here. I was left at the doorstep as a baby."
"That's what he found so intriguing. It was almost as if you were meant to be together. Isn't that wonderful?"